Hi, I'm Lou Dimes. President Bush's assurances that we'll all be just fine if he and Congress can work out an economic stimulus package seem a little hollow. Much like Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke's assurances last May that the subprime mortgage meltdown would be contained and not spread to the broader economy. And it seems Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson has spent most of the past year trying to influence Chinese economic policy rather than setting the direction of U.S. economic policy. There's no question that Bush, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid will quickly come up with an economic stimulus package simply because they can no longer ignore our economic and financial crisis. That economic stimulus plan will amount to about 1% of our nation's gross domestic product, an estimated $150 billion. But all of us should recognize that the stimulus package will be inadequate to drive sustainable growth in our $13 trillion economy. An emergency Fed interest rate cut and an economic stimulus package are short-term responses to our complex economic problems. Nothing really more than Band-Aids for a hemorrhaging economy. Bush, Pelosi, Reid, and the presidential candidates of both parties have an opportunity now, and I believe an obligation, to adjust the public policy mistakes of the past quarter century that have led us to this crisis. And only through courageous policy decisions will we be able to steer this nation's economy away from the brink of outright disaster. We all have to acknowledge that our problems were in part brought on by the failure of our government to regulate the institutions and markets that are now in crisis. The irresponsible fiscal policies of the past decade have led to a national debt that now amounts to $9 trillion. The irresponsible so-called free trade policies of Democratic and Republican administrations over the past three decades have produced a trade debt that now amounts to more than $6 trillion, and that debt is rising faster than our national debt, all of which is contributing to the plunge in the value of the U.S. dollar. At precisely the point in our history in which this nation has become ever more dependent on foreign producers for everything from clothing to computers to technology to energy, our weakened dollar is making the price of an ever-increasing number of imported goods even more expensive. All Americans will soon have to face a bitter and now obvious truth. Our national, political, and economic leaders have squandered this nation's wealth. The price of this profligacy is enormous, and the bill has just come due for all of us. Bernanke endorsed the concept of a short-term economic stimulus package, but he cautioned at the same time the money must be spent correctly. He said, quote, "You'd hope that consumers would spend it on things that are domestically produced so that the spending power doesn't go elsewhere." What in the world would you have us spend it on? The truth is that consumers spend most of their money on foreign imports, and any stimulus package probably would be stimulating foreign economies rather than our own. Imports, for example, now account for 92% of our non-athletic footwear, 92% of audio-video equipment, 89% of our luggage, 73% of power tools. In fact, between 1997 and 2006, only five of the 114 industries examined in a U.S. Business and Industry Council report gained market share against import competition. And let's be honest and straightforward, as I hope our president and the candidates for president will be. This stimulus will not prevent a recession. It may ease the pain for millions of Americans, but a recession we will have. The question is how deep, how prolonged, and how painful it will be. Unfortunately, we're about to find out how committed and capable our national leaders are at mitigating that pain and producing realistic policy decisions for this nation that now stands at the brink. I'm Lou Dimes. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or a comment about my thoughts, please feel free to email me at lou@loudimesradio.com.
This podcast has been brought to you by...
You know, a wise man once said, success is easy. Do the right thing the right way at the right time. Simple, right? Of course, small business owners will tell you that finding time is what makes it tough. That's why more small business owners turn to Visa Business. It has multiple payment options like credit and debit that are accepted at millions of locations worldwide. And it helps reduce paperwork by tracking your finances. To see more ways Visa can help, go to visa.com/small business. Business takes Visa.